So now I want to talk about the assumptions about the interfaces or the contract that it actually adheres to, so that if you write your own observables or if you use observables, you know what you can expect. So we have two simple interfaces, iObservable and iObserver. The question is, you know, what do they guarantee beyond what the types actually dictate? And the first thing is that there's a protocol that we expect for them to follow. With iEnumerables, it is the case that we know that you can call getEnumerator or getEnumerator back, and you can call moveNext and get a current while moveNext returns true until it returns false, at which point current doesn't really make sense anymore. So you kind of have this like value until it's done or it throws an exception. People could do other things with the interfaces, but it's kind of like undefined what happens. Well, with observables, the protocol that we adhere to is that you see onNext zero more times, followed by an onCompleted or onAir maybe. So in other words, you see, so this is a valid one because it has zero more of these and none of these, that's fine. But so is this, because we have zero more of these and none of these. We could choose either completed or an error. But what we can't do, let's give a non-example, a couple non-examples. So a non-example would be completed on next. That is not like a conforming observable. Or error completed, and so on. These are non-examples. So you can expect this is kind of the message that will come in on a particular observer. The next assumption is that the messages are serialized. So that means that to a particular observer, that he knows he's not going to be reentrant. So he knows that if he's processing a particular message, he won't receive another message at the same time. And that's another guarantee that we have in our library. And sometimes people can create observables that don't conform. And what we do, we have operators that will actually change them into conforming ones. And most of our operators will assume that they're not conforming and then either do errors or change them into conforming ones based on what the usage is. The third is that we've also made it so that you have non-blocking subscribe, which means that you won't receive, subscribe to an observable is not a blocking operation, so that you don't receive messages. So for example, if you have x's subscribe h, you know that the processing will continue and that you won't, that for example, won't be pumping values into h and not return until it's done pumping in values. Although there is the condition that h could receive a notification before this assignment is made because of the fact that it could be in a different context. So that's something you want to be aware of. The next thing is that we have that subscribe shouldn't throw exceptions. And that if an observable invokes an observer that was passed in, and that observer is like on next or on completed or on error throws an exception, then that won't be caught. It'll just be allowed to bubble to the ambient context. So synchronization is actually quite difficult in .NET, and it's very easy to get into cases that you don't want to be. And so what we've decided is you've seen this observable context, we can set the global context. Now what we're going to guarantee in the library is that for any particular observer that's observing a observable that comes from our library, we guarantee that all the messages it receives will be on the same synchronization context. And so that's a strong guarantee that we're going to make. And another thing is that for the dispose, so if you have, again, if you had the var d equals x's subscribe, it's okay to dispose of this more than once. It's idempotent. So if you dispose once or dispose many times, it's the same thing. It will get rid of the resources. And how fast does it get rid of the resources? Well, as fast as it can. And so sometimes you might still receive messages that are in flight over here after you dispose, but it's going to get rid of them as soon as possible. And so those are the guarantees or the contract that the reactive extensions have. So I hope you enjoy that.